What does it mean to be consistently content with the self? In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about satisfaction as an austerity of the mind. It's interesting, when you talk about austerity, say like I fast, that's an austerity, I see. But so how can satisfaction be an austerity? What he means is that in every situation in our life, there are certain things which we have and certain things which we don't have. So if I look at the things which I have, I can be satisfied. If I look at the things I don't have, I'll be dissatisfied. So now suppose after this program there is prasad, food for all of you. No, don't suppose, food is there actually. But suppose there is a special kind of feast where every one of you is going to get a plate with distinct items. So what's on your plate is going to be different from my plate. What is going to be on your plate is all different. Now all of us have got delicacies. But when I had the delicacies in my plate, instead of looking at and instead of eating what is on my plate, I started looking. Oh, she has got this. Oh, he has got that. Oh, he has got that. Then, seeing what everyone else has, I'll become dissatisfied. So, contentment means look at what is there on your plate and delight in that. So, contentment means that we focus on our gifts. We focus on our abilities. All of us have been given gifts. Some of them may need to be discovered. Some of them need to be developed. Some of them may just need channels externally so that they can produce the results. But contentment doesn't mean passivity or lack of ambition. It simply means focusing on our strengths and using those strengths. And more importantly, contentment. So contentment with respect to our gifts in this world, contentment has one aspect. Another aspect is that contentment also means that we recognize that we are at our core spiritual. So no matter what happens in the world, we have an eternal spiritual relationship with our source, with God, with Krishna. And His love for us, His concern for us, our relationship with Him does not depend on externals. So that security that we get by our inner connection with Him, we would like to do wonderful things in the world also in a mood of service to Him. But whether they work out or not, we are stable in our inner connection with the Lord. Well, that also brings contentment. So contentment comes by seeing our inner connection with our source and seeing the gifts that we have and focusing on them instead of just looking at what everyone else has. Okay? Thank you. So, any other questions?